Welcome back. Talking with UCSB Economic Forecast Director Dr. Peter Rupert. Big conference, May.
May 3rd.
May 3rd, and is there a website or a phone number to people to call?
Sure. You can the place to go, to call. You can call 893-5148, which is the Economic Forecast Project. For tickets, that's at the Granada Theater, and our website is www.ucsb-efp.com.
EFP for Economic Forecast Project.
Correct.
UCSB-efp.com, and the phone number May 3rd at the Granada for the conference. 2012 is the year. Phone number is 805-893-5148.
Correct.
5148. Okay, so before the break, I was asking you about, you know, people investing in real estate instead of languishing in the return they're getting, concern about prices going down a little further, 18 months of stability being forecast here now because they're going to keep the rates low, so they're not going to get any more money in their investments. Interest rates will stay the same. And so one of the ways you were going to answer that question on housing is this rent and price ratio you mentioned.
Right, right. So, you know, the way you like to think about this is if you look at rents, and so, you know, one of the questions you would ask me before is, you know, should people maybe buy an investment property? And so if you look at rents, I mean, rents didn't fall very much, if at all, here in Santa Barbara. And nationally, what happened was, the rent-to-price ratio, and I'll explain why that's important in a second, has historically been around somewhere between 5 and 5.5%. Now, what that ratio is, take monthly rent and turn that into an annual number, so just multiply your monthly rent times 12, and then divide that by the median or average house price. Okay? So if you look at that number, so for a year's rent, divided by the house price, that number typically in the U.S. has been around 5.5%. So what happened when we saw this huge run-up in housing prices is that rent-to-price ratio fell a lot, and it fell because the price, the denominator in that ratio, was the thing that rose a lot. And what happened was it fell to like 3%. So if you believe that what people do is they get a service flow from a house, now, a service flow from a house, you can think of like a return on a stock. It's like a dividend. It's the flow you get from owning that thing. So if you think in that terms, then what happens is, historically, over the last 50 or 60 years, people are getting a certain service flow. All of a sudden, it looks like, because the price of houses went up, that service flow went down a lot. And if you believe that that's not the true fundamental of why people own houses, then you could have said to yourself, there's something crazy in that market. There's no way this number should go so small.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have said that looks like a housing price bubble. And the reason you'd think that is because the service flow you're getting is not changing, right? All that changed was the price of that house. So if people thought what a bubble is, and when they talk about this, you know, price bubble or housing price bubble, what that means is the price of a house is no longer tied to the fundamental characteristics of that house. That for some reason people are buying houses because they think the next person will pay more for that house. But that's not really tied to the fundamental of the house. That's what we mean by a bubble. So it looks like what was happening was people were, you know, buying because they thought the price was going to go up, and then if you think the price is going to go up by 10% this year, you buy. And then maybe, you know, flip it or whatever you do. however, that doesn't seem like it's going to be the long-run relationship to rents. Now, if you thought that what I just told you was true, and you think that the housing price, the rent-to-price ratio should be around 5.5%, it looks like housing prices maybe have another 5 or 10% to fall, possibly, to get that ratio back to around 5.5%.
Well, I thought you said at your little talk that we're now almost back to the 5.5%.
We are almost back. Like I said, we're around 5% now, but if you thought that it was more like 5.5%, then the denominator still has to rise, has to fall by a little bit more to get that number back up.
Now, of course, notwithstanding in Santa Barbara, the rates of returns on investment, of course, are always lower. Of course, rents are probably higher in Santa Barbara than they are, you know,
right,
in the Midwest. So I don't know what the rent-to-price ratio would have been in Santa Barbara. But everything I read about rents going up and seems to be ringing true. They seem to rental market seems to be very strong. Clearly, with Santa Barbara prices, not enough to to make a a sense to an investor, pure investor.
Right. Well, there's a couple things there, Mark, and I think that's a good point. You know, if I were, if I look at sort of what I think has happened to housing prices, and that people are now a little bit more skittish than they were in the past about whether or not there was going to be, you know, they were going to get large returns from owning a house. Secondly, if you look at the demographics, sort of the age distribution of the population, number one, and you see that, you know, we're getting older, you know, that may mean some downsizing. That may mean a bigger demand for apartments or condos, maybe a smaller demand for single-family residences. You know, if those kinds of things happen, then I would think that the rental market would be very strong. And, you know, I think we are seeing more places downtown, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, where they're trying to sort of cater to younger professionals living downtown. They're starting to put a few things in there. And, you know, so to me that says that, rents look pretty good. And I would imagine they would be strong, and they're probably going to be strong for a while.
That's, and again, I'm no rental expert, but that's the chatter, and that's what I've seen in Santa Barbara. Guest is Dr. Peter Rupert, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. To tie that in, one of the things I said in the last break we could cover real quickly, we're running out of time, 2001 recession, you said home prices didn't fall. They did in the 90s recession, and they did in this recent current recession. Is that interesting to comment on?
Well, I mean, in some sense, I think it's very interesting because I do think that, you know, when you look back at these recessions, there have been housing price, recessions throughout. And, you know, one thing that stayed very, you know, strong through the 2001 cycle, basically. I mean, the 90s, housing prices fell. The 2001 cycle, they didn't. I mean, we've just seen this huge, you know, increase in housing prices. There was just this, and that's what I was saying maybe about the bubble. I mean, I would predict the sort of standard thing that would happen is that during a recession, even in Santa Barbara, that housing prices wouldn't rise as fast as they would, you know, before the recession. And, you know, it was one of those kind of anomalies in 2000 where I think we've just been seeing, you know, almost like a stock market bubble that we saw before, the dot-com bubble, you know, we saw something look like a housing price bubble. And so, you know, I think that is interesting to keep an eye on, you know, what's happening to house prices. But, you know, typically you would think that the return on an asset like a house wouldn't be dramatically different from a return on other assets, which is not going to be 15% or 20% a year, typically.
Let's see if we can squeeze in. My good friend Terry emailed me several questions, and here's two of them that I it's just kind of a worldwide question. And impacting perhaps real estate prices and willingness to loan. One covers if a Greece default, would that be a catalyst for another quantitative easing by the Federal Reserve? And what effect could that have on Santa Barbara? What does it even mean?
Okay. Look, it's a good question. I mean, people are worried a lot about Europe. I mean, it's not about Greece, by the way. Greece is going to default, I mean, almost surely. In fact, I think they have defaulted in, you know, implicitly. There hasn't been an explicit thing that's saying we're now defaulting, but they've basically defaulted. Greece is small. It's just, you know, Greece is something like 2% of GDP of the, of the EU.
What is this QE1 and QE2,
okay. So
did that affect housing prices in Santa Barbara? What is QE1 and QE2?
Okay, so QE1 and QE2 were basically a way for the Fed to, it's called quantitative easing is what these QE things are. They're called quantitative easing. And as I said, what typically happens is the Fed buys and sells treasuries to affect interest rates. Well, it turns out that they would like to lower the interest rate, but the interest rate is already zero. So they're not going to be doing the typical thing they usually do with treasury bonds. Instead, what they've done is they've bought other things to get more liquidity out in the system. So it's their way of saying, look, they're trying to get the, you know, to stimulate the economy. That's what the Fed's doing with these quantitative easing. So basically what you're going to see is once the Fed couldn't lower interest rates anymore, they began on this other method, which was to say, look, the economy's not responding like we thought, so we're going to have to, we have some more ammunition here that we can kind of put out there to stimulate the economy.
Okay, now what we don't have is time. Got
okay.
a minute. Is there any way you could, you know, address, I know it's just impossible, you know, what do you think that is, how that is going to affect Santa Barbara housing prices, and also would more money affect the bank's willingness to loan real estate?
The answer is no. I mean, to me, I mean, you know, what all we needed to know was that the Fed's going to keep interest rates low for 18 months and the long-term ones as well. And, you know, that those are tied to mortgage rates, and, you know, so that's going to be low. And I think the housing prices are going to, you know, be rising here, you know, maybe not as fast as before, but they certainly will.
Dr. Peter Rupert, I took unbelievable notes at your event. That's one thing I'm good at. I'm not a good reader, but I can take notes like a madman. And I could talk to you for another 2 hours. It's amazing. Appreciate the time. Again, May 3rd, 2012 is the UCSB Economic Forecast Conference. You can call 893-5148 to get a ticket. It's going to be packed. It's going to be an amazing event. Last question. Stump the guest question.
Yep.
What do Peter Graves, Fred Thompson, Henry Winkler, and Robert Wagner have in common?
Ooh, good question. Don't know.
They've all appeared on TV commercials trying to sell reverse mortgages. Thanks for thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Mark.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care.
Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.